Today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2024 at Atlantic High School, and we have three students that are leaders we want to talk to today, and we're going to start with...
My name is Dante Edrington.
Dante, tell us about your family.
So Missy Holiday and PJ Edrington are my parents. I have a good handful of siblings, Donovan, Lennon, Josephine, Maya, Quinn Weston, Maya, and Benny. So I got a big family.
Hey, nice job remembering all the names.
Thank you.
I don't think I can do that. Talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Honestly, I love all the math classes that I've taken here. I love all the math teachers. Honestly, love all the teachers here in general. They all do quality work and have helped me a lot during the way. Love the food classes. It's always good to take a couple classes just to kind of relax and enjoy the high school experience.
Sure. Well, I'm not going to let you off that easy. You said all the teachers are great, but there have to be a few that really helped you along the way, right?
Honestly, Miss Hayden helped me a lot through all my math classes because I'm in a lot of advanced math classes, and so figuring out the workload and balancing it with school, sports, and just like having a social life, she's definitely helped me a lot along the way.
Okay, in what ways?
Like after school, she leave her room open, I can come in and get work done. This year, actually, I'm independent studying my math class, so I'm coming in during her open period when she's supposed to have a break, and instead I'm in there and she's helping me.
Giving up some of her free time,
yeah,
then to be able to help you out.
Yep.
Good. Well, what about extracurricular activities? You've been pretty busy, haven't you?
Yeah, I play a lot of the sports, everything except baseball, and yeah, I just keep busy all the time.
Do you have a favorite?
Football, for sure. I do that pretty much all year round. Even during other sports, it's still football season.
Yeah. Other things outside of sports that have kept you busy, too?
Honestly, I have a job at Walmart, and I just volunteer a lot of my free time. Like, during the summers, I'll volunteer 3 times a week, every week.
Doing what?
Down at the food pantry, I'll help. I'll go pick up the food, bring it there, sort it, take it to storage, and... people come by twice a week to give the food, and then that third day of the week I'll go and deliver it to families that need it.
Why is that important to you?
It's just family values growing up. It's always good to help out where you can, and you know, it's just something I've always done for a long time, as I've always kind of just helped out in the community, and yeah, it just felt good doing it.
Oh, very good. Well, good for you. Hey, tell me, when you think back years from now on your high school days, is there something, an accomplishment that you might be most proud of?
Making it through with the grades I did, and you know, with sports and still being able to go out and hang out with friends, being able to balance it all, I think is something I'm going to be proud of.
Okay, very good. What's coming up for you this fall?
Going all the way to California to go to school for a semester, and then I'm going to transfer to a bigger school. Going to play football and study biology.
Okay. What school?
Fresno City.
Okay. How'd you choose that?
It was a really long process of a lot of schools that I just slowly narrowed down over time, and it just eventually came to it with sports, and I think just what will help me take the right steps to my future.
Sure. So that's a stepping off point for you, and you said you'd like to transfer.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas on where yet, or is that
It's still up in the air. I got a good handful of schools that I'm like really leaning towards, but it's just kind of, I'm going to take it how it comes, and when I get there, and if one sticks out more than another when I'm done, then that's what it's going to be.
Okay, excellent. What are we going to study?
Biology. I'm going to go into pre-med, and the goal is to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, wow. You've got a plan then. Very good. You're going to be in school for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Hey, give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've gotten through high school successfully, what should they know?
Honestly, enjoy every day of it. As long as it seems when you're in it, it's not as long as you think it is.
Very good. Dante, thanks a lot for today, and congratulations. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have?
Quincy Sorensen.
Okay. Quincy, introduce us to your family.
I have a mom and dad, Leanne and Kyle Sorensen, and one brother, Cole Sorensen.
And he just annoys you.
Yeah. He's younger, so.
Well, very annoying then. All right. Tell us about teachers. Who influenced you?
Our band teacher, Mr. O'Donnell, has definitely influenced me through the years. I had him all 4 years of high school and a little bit in middle school because he helps with the middle school band as well. And our aviation teacher, Mr. Smith, has always been there to talk to.
Okay, very good. What about classes? What did you enjoy?
I've really enjoyed band all my years. Math has been, you know, rocky sometimes better than others, and aviation was definitely a really fun class to take.
Okay, aviation. Tell me about that class.
It's ran by Mr. Smith. They're talking to Iowa Western right now to get an engineering program started, possibly near future, maybe next year. And they're really trying to get it off the ground to introduce students to piloting and engineering.
Why was that attractive to you?
I've always really enjoyed aircraft, and that's what I've figured out that I want to go into. And it sounded like a really fun class that I went into my junior year.
Very good. Something new. Talk about the extracurricular activities. What kept you busy?
I've been in a lot of sports. I've been in cross country, volleyball, wrestling, archery, tennis, and I do dance and 4-H.
A favorite among those?
I definitely like tennis the most.
Okay, very good. Tell me about something that you've accomplished in high school that, say, 10 years from now, you'll look back on and be really proud of.
I was definitely really proud that I pushed myself out of my comfort zone and joined wrestling my freshman year because we only had two other girls on the team. And being able to see it now for the team that we have, where we have over 20 girls in the high school, it really makes you proud that you started that.
So kind of a groundbreaker, trailblazer.
Yeah.
Somebody had to start, right? Very good. What's up with you in the fall? Where will you be?
I'm going to University of Dubuque, and I'm going to be majoring in flight operations.
Okay. Why University of Dubuque?
They honestly have one of the best programs I've seen out of the colleges that I saw. It just felt the safest, and it really felt like a place that I could be comfortable with going.
Okay. And the aviation class here caught your attention, apparently, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely recruits people. He'll go around and try to get you to track down people that will be interested.
Yeah. So what do you want to do with that? How do you see that fitting into your life?
I'm either looking into working for airline piloting or maybe some type of charter business, flying businesses around would be nice.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to anyone in that field to kind of see what it's like and how you get to where you want to be?
Yeah, for a small amount of time, I was in Civil Air Patrol, so I got to do an introduction flight, and I got to talk to people there. And then also, at every college I visited, I got to talk to some of the pilots there that I would be working with.
Very good. That's kind of exciting. I know there's a need in that field, and they're always looking for new people to get involved. Talk a little bit about talk to the 8th graders. What do they need to know before they get started?
Don't be as stressed out as you think you need to. Even though people say high school is the hardest thing, way harder than middle school and all that stuff, it's really not. Everybody wants to help you. No teacher wants to see you fail. They all want you to succeed here.
100%. Very good. Quincy, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to continue. Next we have
Abby Muller.
Okay. Abby, tell us about your family.
My parents are Teresa Muller and Nick and Lori Muller, and I have a younger brother, Jack, and okay. He's a sophomore.
And he's a wonderful brother, right?
For the most part.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about classwork for you. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed all of the math classes that I took with Mrs. Hayden and Mrs. Sontag. I typically enjoy math when I understand what I'm doing. So I just liked math. Okay. And English as well with Miss Berryhill.
Okay. What about teachers?
Mrs. Brower has to be one of my favorites in the high school, as well as Miss Hayden. She always helped me through math. It's definitely a struggle sometimes, but asking for help and her willingness to help was super important. Mrs. Brower is more of like, she never really taught me any academic classes, but she was my seminar teacher. So I got to know her and get close with her over the 4 years at high school, and she's offered really great support and advice throughout my years.
Okay, Atlantic have a pretty good set of teachers here?
Yes, definitely.
Very good. Talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then for you.
I've done volleyball and golf, and then journalism, which I guess isn't really extracurricular, but yeah, just volleyball and golf.
It works. Very good. A favorite among those things?
Probably golf. I like how it's a little bit more individual. It's a smaller team, so we get to kind of know each other a little bit better, and we're very close. So, yeah.
Okay, that's all coming to a close here very soon.
Yeah, yep.
Are you sad?
I think I have mixed feelings about it. I'm definitely excited to graduate and move on, but it'll be kind of bittersweet ending our golf season. We've had a lot of success over my 4 years being in the program, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, it all comes to a close, and then we move on. Where are we moving on to?
Iowa State University, and I plan to major in elementary education.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
Well, I always just thought Iowa State would be where I decided to go to college. It just felt like the right place. I like Ames, and I know some people up there, and it's not too far away from home.
No, it's close enough.
Yes.
Well, education then is where you want to be.
Yes.
Why?
I think I've always wanted to be a teacher. Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I do have a passion for teaching and children and helping kids, and I just thought that's where I wanted to be.
Sure. Have you been able to do anything that, you know, to kind of get a feel for what it's like on that side of the desk in the classroom?
Yeah, so I've job shadowed a couple teachers. I've been taking a lot of education courses through Iowa Western, and then I also at my church over the summer for the past 3 years have taught a vacation Bible school class, and I really enjoyed that.
Very good. It's nice to have that little bit of experience then, too.
Yes, definitely.
Before we give the eighth graders some advice, tell me about something that you're going to be really proud of when you think back about your high school years.
Just getting through, pushing through all the obstacles, staying like focused and pushing through and getting the grades that I got.
Okay, very good. Talk to the eighth graders. What do they need to know?
Advocate for yourself. Ask for help. The teachers aren't that scary, and they all want you to succeed and do well. So if you're struggling, ask for help. And it's also okay to struggle. It's okay to fail sometimes. That's kind of how you build up your experience and get through high school.
All right, very good. Abby, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Abby, Dante, Quincy, thank you so much. They're some of the top students in the class of 2024 at Atlantic High School.